Organized Mayhem. We're coming to you from 110 South 11th Street, which is the home of Mariah and the Rap Shack. And we are here to talk to you about all things Philadelphia restaurant business and everything in between. I'm Cammy, here with my brother Scott and my friend John Lupa. Here we go.
All right, people.
All right. We're back.
Ready.
We are ready. Letters are plenty.
I'm wearing a Philly shirt.
Yes, you are wearing a Philly shirt. Why? Because
let me tell you this.
Atlanta Braves
suck. I have something to say. 104 wins. You guys had 90. Good team. The bye week kills you. In baseball, the bye week is death. What a horrendous showing. We didn't score for the first 15 innings. Finally got on the board. Great. Excellent. Mesmerizing game two. That brought me back to Braves baseball. And then two in a row.
Yeah, just, you know.
It's pitiful. It is pitiful.
It's pitiful. It's just pitiful. But, you know.
But
you know, like next year.
Oh, 100%. You know what the difference is? You guys have a window of about 2 years here to win a World Series. And I think you guys are going to lose this series to the Dodgers. Almost 100%.
Well, that's wonderful. But the Dodgers lost last series. So we're playing the Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks. I'm sorry.
So there Jesus Christ. Yeah. Can't even get that right.
It's all right. Well, listen. When you're a loser, you just, you just go right with the losers.
There we go.
Eagles.
Eagles. Yeah, you know.
What an embarrassing team. Jalen Hurts' last pass thrown into triple coverage at on fourth and eight. All you need is 8 yards. Thrown at 40 yards in a triple coverage. There's no Super Bowl there for you, Chief.
Listen, they didn't do anything right yesterday, and that's fine. It happens. It's really the next game. Do you come back and,
oh, God,
and
change? Here we go.
If you don't change, I mean, the whole thing was just a disaster. It wasn't even fun to watch.
5-0 Eagles. Everybody says they're going to the Super Bowl. They lose one game. Everybody says they're done. Fire the coach. Kill the quarterback. What an embarrassing city to root for.
Sometimes the shit that comes out of your fucking mouth is so dumb. Especially after the Atlanta Braves just got fucking killed.
Well, I got to try to make an excuse for them. You know, it's football season.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
Interesting going on?
Not interesting going on these days. We're changing our menu around. I've been saying this forever, but kind of like what we were just saying in the last podcast, that you and I don't really agree with time. So I've been changing this menu, and I've been saying it needs to get done.
Last Friday, 3 Fridays ago.
Yeah. Well, now we're getting there. Okay. Now we're actually getting done what I needed to get done. So we're getting there.
Kind of funny, our office manager, the bar manager, was saying there's like 3 or 4 more changes. And then I think it is.
I think we're there.
Yeah.
Until I change my mind, I realize that all the changes are dumb.
Are dumb. And then we just, revert back.
Yeah. That's my life.
Onward and forward.
Onward and forward. Or just onward. Maybe not forward. Just onward. It'll be spring before you know it. So whatever menu changes we had for so last spring.
Yeah.
What else do we have to talk about? Well, we talked about the menu. We talked about we haven't talked about private parties lately. We've been doing a ton of private parties. It's starting to become a thing here, in the sense that, like, you know, we are booking up. So if you are looking for private parties, I would book it.
And I promise, guys, we are not vulgar or. We don't talk sports during private parties. It is all about you.
We could if you want.
Whatever you guys want. Please book 215-681-0058.
Yeah. Again, we are filming from the Mariah right now. Not the Mariah. Mariah at 110 South 11th Street, next door to the Rap Shack at 112 South 11th Street. I've noticed is that for the games – deliveries are going crazy here.
Nuts.
So, you know, obviously people want to order. You can also do catering through John, the same phone number, for the games. As you know, I'm assuming we're going to be in the World Series. So
I'm praying not, but I'd love to cater in.
Yeah. So we do it all. What else did I have to say?
I think you should talk about your slip and fall.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so I went out for brunch with my wife the other day. And you know the white, like the crosswalk, that white part on the ground? It was pouring out, slipped, fell, hit my head, hit my back.
Been complaining about a backache. But I just wanted you to tell this story so that people would have context when I jump into this topic. Scott and I, listen, we have to walk to Rain Terminal together. We have to walk to Chinatown together. He always complains I can't walk. But have you ever seen me slip and fall? Ever?
I didn't have the non-slip shoes.
What do you mean non-slip shoes? I got on sneakers, same as you.
I was being careless. The truth is,
he can't walk. Yeah. He's a drifter walker.
Oh, I fell. Yeah. Really bad.
Yeah.
It was not good. Kind of in pain, but whatever. If my mom sees this podcast, I'm going to hear that I have to go to a doctor right away.
You need an orthopedist.
It's all right. I'm not going. Not going. It's not happening.
Where are you going today, though?
I'm getting a flu shot.
So, literally the first year I ever worked at Rapshack 8 years ago, Scott went running out the door one day, and I was like, "Where'd Scott go?" And Christy goes, "I made him go get the flu shot, or else his mother will be up here to get him."
Yeah, she's very into that.
She is very into the flu shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about that, except that I
don't
get it.
Sick.
I don't get sick. Maybe my mom is right.
Maybe your mom is right.
So there we go.
That would be amazing. Even though you did say you had a touch of a cold or something the other week.
I did.
Maybe your flu shot is wearing off now.
Now it's time.
Now it's time.
Now it's time.
You know your goodness.
What else? Fantasy football.
We suck.
I don't think we'll find out tonight, but I don't think we're going to win.
How many points are we down? 60?
No, I think 100.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, so that's not going well.
We start off really, really strong.
Yeah, we started strong, but we're going to finish strong. I feel it.
Yeah. I hope that everyone is liking, subscribing, anybody that watches this. We haven't been reaching as large audience as we want. And for us to do that,
we're going to have a QR code on our menus. That's one of the things that we're going to have. So, and we're going to give a discount. We're going to have a lot of specials. We're going to, we're going to do a lot of giveaways starting pretty soon. So definitely subscribe. Definitely watch us on YouTube. I've been watching on YouTube. It's actually pretty funny. I think I'm pretty photogenic. You not so much, but it's all right.
Listen, big Pollock. We're not known to be the most handsome breed.
There's some truth to that.
Yes,
there is some truth to that. That's it. But follow us on Facebook, Twitter, X. Well, it's not Twitter. It's X.
X
and Spotify. You can find us anywhere. Organized Mayhem.
I have a little news topic to bring up.
Okay.
X just got fined by the Australian authorities because they didn't protect from child abuse comments. Do you have any idea what that means?
That is like...
Oh, yeah. Way over my head, too.
Yeah.
I was reading that. $600,000 for not... What does that even mean?
Well, Elon Musk has that.
Yeah, he definitely has it.
You know? But
I just thought that was weird.
So, didn't he name one of his kids X?
No, he named it like AE13 something.
Oh.
But there was an X in there. But I think it was like a weird sign, X13, whatever. Yeah. What do you want from me? You gave your kids normal names.
Yeah, I tried my best.
Let me ask you, if Gizzy, where'd you get that? Because I have a backstory to that, but I want to hear from you.
You have a backstory to my dog?
Yes.
All right, let me hear this.
No. I want to hear where you got the name from first.
I believe that...
You guys
that was the name.
Okay.
That was the name we chose.
Okay.
I wish I had a better reason.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, do you have a backstory to my dog?
Does Eve have a dog named the same thing?
Yes. But okay. I didn't know that.
Okay. No idea.
Maybe I did, but I don't remember it. It's not like important. Eve is my former manager.
I just think that story is hilarious. You guys stole somebody's dog name? Same looking dog? Same yippy dog. You guys named the same thing? Not Yippy. I love Gizmo, but you know what I'm saying.
Like he's a yippy dog.
He's a yippy dog.
He is a yippy dog.
Yeah.
That's it. Next episode, maybe not next, but we got to play ping pong again.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? Like a highlight reel of ping pong. We'll play a game and then flip
stuff. It's not that much fun.
To watch.
To watch me beat it, but you know.
Which has never happened before, but yeah.
So, that's all I got.
I think that's all I got. All right, people. Like, subscribe, follow us.
Follow us.
Come visit the restaurants. Listen, people, we're just not good looking. We also run a pretty good business.
You mumble a little bit.
I don't know.